Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm livid.
You're COVID?
Very good.
Never mind about livid.
I'm livid because I have COVID and because we are doing this episode on Zoom. Now, this is the kind of gent that we are dealing with. He not only changed the day in hope that my line would be faded and non-existent, but he is also doing it after doing a full day of promo. So this is a day later, not getting mum's grub, and we're on Zoom, and it's 8 p.m. But I'm so excited.
And can I tell you, I'm going to cry me a river.
Please don't.
Cry me a river.
Well, I feel like I just need to go, I just haven't met you yet. Anyway, I could do this all day because we have had his albums.
I remember his first song I heard on the radio was a cover of...
You'll never find another love like mine. Do you remember that one?
No, not that one. It was a cover of a Van Morrison song. Which one was it? The Moon.
Oh, Moon Dance?
Oh, it's a marvellous night for a moon dance. And I thought... What a fabulous voice.
I remember you got it and I thought, God, this guy's a bit handsome and he's like a crooner. And we played his album a lot. This was when I was still living with you. I must have been 19.
No, younger, I think.
Anyway, we have the incomparable Michael Bublé on. I'm really excited. I have a lot of expectations about this, that he's going to be charming, suave, funny. A great guy, and we're all going to want to marry him at the end.
And I wished I could have got my hands on him.
Oh.
I mean, or served him my food.
Oh. What were you going to serve him, or should we wait to tell him?
Well, no, because I'm going to serve the others. I'm going to do the same. Just replace them unless they've got a chicken allergy. They're going to have Monday night's going to be chicken with olives and tomatoes, and the lemon ice cream's made. Job done.
Well, he was going to get a river cafe.
Chicken, tomatoes and olives.
I think the last time we did this was for Stacey Dooley.
Stacey Dooley.
But the guests that you will learn about soon will be getting that, probably in next week's episode. And then what was for Pud, Mum?
Lemon ice cream.
Oh, heavenly. Oh.
And I have to say, it was bloody gorgeous because I tasted it when it was just churned. So it was like Mr. Whippy ice cream. Ooh. And it was all lemony and delicious. And I just thought, this is wonderful, but it has as much sugar and cream as I could consume in a year, probably.
That is why it is so wonderful.
Yeah, it's delicious and wonderful.
Alex's bar mitzvah ice cream maker still going strong?
Still going, darling.
Wow.
It was a good buy, wasn't it?
That's over 20 years old.
It's 21 years old.
Well, Michael won't be eating any of this. He'll be in his hotel room, probably having a club sandwich. But we will tell and titillate him with the menu that we were going to give him. And maybe he'll come on again for another episode to eat your food.
Jessie, what's your favourite song of his?
Look, he does a good cover. Like on the new record, he's got A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. He's also got My First, My Last, My Everything. I do love it when Michael does a cover. I think he makes it his own, as Simon Cowell would say. And then he's got some really, like, sexy new ones that he's done with, like, Ryan Tedder and Higher. I don't know which one's my fave. I don't know. I have an affinity with You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. But anyway, Michael Bublé coming up on Table Manners.
Is
Is everyone recording? Are we doing this?
Yes, we are.
I love that you're so professional and that's the first question that you ask. Hello, Michael.
Hi, I'm so happy. I'm sorry about the earphones. My little ear pods didn't work. So I got these gigantic things on now.
No,
but I
listen,
feel like a radio DJ.
I want to just apologize and say thank you for being such a gent and so lovely and pushing it to today in the hope that we could be together. And now we can't because I have a faint line on my COVID test. But thank you.
Do you know, I just want to say that I'm sorry, because even though you don't know, it is my fault that you even had the COVID thing.
Oh, because well, I'm going to say, but go on, carry well, on.
Whatever it is. We call it a promo loser. It means that no matter where I show up, I wreak havoc on whatever. You know, I was on The View in America and yeah. I went to go on and the same thing happened. They said, I'm sorry, you can't come on, COVID loser. You're going to have to do it from a Zoom. And so that's just what, let's just hope that during this interview, nothing bad happens.
Oh my God.
Jesus, Michael.
I'm sorry. I just want to say I'm sorry before if anything does go wrong. It is my fault. And I take complete responsibility for it.
I just knew you were going to be such a pro and such a gent. And I love you even more now. Now, I want to know this getup. You're in a hotel room, I believe.
This is my hotel room.
It looks cozy.
It's really quite nice, yes.
Have you ordered your dins yet?
No, but I went to this place last night and had a beautiful curry, and it was so good. What was it called, Suze? What's it called?
Dishoom. Yeah.
Oh, you heard her, but I can't hear her?
Yeah.
Hi, Susan. Really good. Now, is this Susan?
This is the Susan.
Now, I've heard about Susan because my makeup artist, Justine Jenkins, gave me a message.
Oh, I love Justine. Of course.
And
I know Justine.
She said, I hear you've got the darling on. And
here she is.
Hi, Susan. And she said, my best friend, Susan, and Michael's a darling. Well, anyway, it's lovely to meet you, Susan. And thank you for making this all work. And I want to know, so you're going to get a curry again?
I think I'm going to get a curry. Now I only wish I had Justine so I could look better.
Gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
But I feel like you need to eat that curry soon, especially if you're going to sing tomorrow, Michael, because I'm worrying about the acid reflux on the old vocal cords.
Oh, no, I'll just take a Tums or
something. Well, now I'm stressing you out.
Don't worry. I'll be fine. I'll be so fine.
How was the one show?
I'm in love with Gordon Ramsay. Simple as that.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because he was on there with me, and there's nothing as beautiful as going on a big, big show,
yeah,
and having just being that comfortable, yeah, and having that much fun, and we were all just being goofs, and the hosts were so sweet. It was so much. And you know what, you guys? Not to get too deep and dark, but it was a special moment for me, because the last time I was on the one show, I was in the basement, the dressing rooms.
Yeah.
And my wife called me and she said they found something wrong with our son. Yeah. And that's when I found out. That was the moment I found out, and it was the worst moment of my life.
Oh my
I had to
God.
Go upstairs
oh my goodness.
And sing and I knew and I had to sing God Only Knows.
Oh
and
I don't even goodness.
Know I don't even know where I was. Like I was You can imagine, I was over. My life was over. And to come back and get to be on that show and my son is good and Gordon Ramsay is so sexy and getting to sit.
Oh my God, he didn't shout at you.
I like when he shouts. I find it attractive.
He was so lovely.
He was really. It was beautiful. I had the best time.
I'm sure he's lovely and good fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun. So how about you guys? How are you doing? How's everything going?
You know what? I'm obviously feeling better because I've got a glass of wine, Michael.
Oh, good
so
for you.
You know
good
what I mean. This is what is annoying. Like in about 4 hours, you know, yeah, I can go and snog anyone I like. Basically, like it's just annoying. But anyway.
God, you had a lucky escape, Michael.
Yeah.
I was so excited to be with you guys. Really, I was. And I'm bummed.
We'll have to do it again.
Sorry.
Because I'll tell you what Mum had planned on the menu.
Okay, tell me.
Because we heard you liked Italian food.
I'm Italian.
But we weren't going to try the pasta because we can't do that. So Mum was going to kind of try a different route, a kind of secondi.
Have you heard of River Cafe?
No, I haven't.
It's exceptional. Italian food.
It's beautiful. And you should go whilst you're here, yeah. Actually.
What was the actual dish that you were going to do?
So I was going to cook this chicken with olives and tomatoes, which is
it's very nice.
Oh, I like that.
I was making these little courgette fingers that were dipped in Parmesan and
little courgette fingers,
and,
I like that.
And then little tiny things. And then I was going to do cavolonero with a Parmesan dressing and some little rosemary garlic potatoes. And I've made the best lemon ice cream that you'll ever, ever taste.
I'm so hungry right now.
I'm so sorry.
But you're drinking too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Join the club if you fancy it.
Well, that's amazing. Cheers.
Cheers.
The sun has come out in England, so everyone gets rosé open the first day that the sun shines. So.
Well, I was going to say, I'm Canadian, so we have, I'm from Vancouver. We have the same exact weather. So usually when the sun comes, we just take our shirts off and a bunch of pasty white people
it's
are drinking
look,
beer everywhere. You know, my favorite pasta, the mix, I love, I don't know what it's called, but I like it when you have the olives and the capers and the tuna.
Like a puttanesca.
Ah, it's a puttanesca.
Yeah,
oh, I
but
love
with tuna.
I
me
love,
too. I love that.
I love puttanesca. I love it.
But, so, Michael, I find this your voice, and I've heard you speaking before, but your voice is exactly like your singing voice. It's kind of
that's because I'm in interview mode.
Oh,
so when I'm doing an interview and things, I do that sort of voice because if I wasn't say that we turn off the thing like off the record. Let's say off the record.
Yeah. I talk like this. This is more of my real voice.
So listen.
Go ahead, ask what anything you like.
go back to promo mode.
Should we go back to promo mode? Back to promo mode. All right.
So is Buble an Italian name?
Well, that's a very good question. It's weird. So it's Italian, but the name Buble is actually Croatian. And I found this out because I went years ago to do a show in Croatia, and I knew that there was part of the family that was from Croatia, but this is where it gets weird. During the Second World War, I think that part of Croatia was actually Italy. And then when the borders changed, it was Croatia. So I had half of my family that would always say, no, we're Italian. We were born in Italian land, and the other half that's a Croatian. So then I would hear this, the Buble's family were from this place in Istria. And then they wanted to meet me. So before the show, they came to meet me, and it was so weird. Because they walked in and they all look like me.
Oh, wow.
And I went like, oh no, that's where I came. That's where my face comes from. And very sexy people.
Yeah.
Very
of course,
attractive
of course.
People.
Absolutely. No one, what was the doctor in ER called?
George Clooney?
No. I mean, we love him. No, the Croatian, the Abby.
Luca.
Luca.
I have no idea.
Gorgeous.
So then I found out the Buble name that was so popular in this little place in Croatia. It was like Smith, you know what I mean? It was like everybody was named Buble. But it was some French bishop came in the 1500s or 1600s. So I don't know what I am, honestly. If someone tells me I'm Chinese, it won't be a surprise at this point.
So it's your dad's side that's Buble.
That's right.
What's your mom's side?
My mom's side is Moscone and Santaga, and they immigrated from Italy. All sides came from Italy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Michael, when you were growing up in Vancouver, who was cooking your meals? Was it your mother or your father? What were you eating?
Oh.
And what's a really memorable dish from there?
Oh, I mean, food is life in our family. And so it was my grandmother was the matriarch of our family, my Nona. And so it was always the most beautiful, my favorite, she made the most beautiful risotto. She make like a beautiful red sauce, like a tomato risotto with these, like a little beef cube things.
Ooh.
Oh my God. And they were so good. But funny, because I used to watch, I loved watching. I was fascinated by sitting in the kitchen and watching her. And she never used a measuring cup and so it was hard for my mom, who was also a beautiful cook, to learn, because she would say, what are the ingredients? And my grandma would say, wow, it's this much of that. And then you take this and you put that. And so it was such a natural, organic thing for her to cook and eat a little bit. And, you know, so it was, there's so many beautiful things they make. God, she made. And it's interesting, too, because one of my grandma's best friends was a woman who had immigrated from India. And so she had taught my grandmother how to make curry chicken, but the like real, you know, I guess she would saute onions and apples and all of the stuff and make this, and it would just melt in your mouth. And I miss I miss my grandma. I miss my grandma every day and my grandpa. And what's been really cool is watching my wife and my mom and sisters go through my grandma's recipes and start to figure out, because there weren't exact measurements, but to start to figure out by playing around. And now it's like my grandma's back, because we taste these things. Like my sister will make the most beautiful, sauces and pastas and little Christie's, beautiful little, pastry things. And it's like they figured it out.
You need to make a cookbook for your nonna.
I have.
Oh, you have? I'm so
sorry. Oh, I've been part of it.
Where?
Well, I didn't have like a thing where I sold
else?
It. I did
Why
a thing not? Where I did things for charity where they said, oh, would you help us put together a recipe? And I would put together all these. My favorite, though, was, this is going to sound simple, but it's so great. She would take these little drumettes, these little chicken drumettes. She would take them all. She'd take a whole bunch of them, and she'd slather it with just olive oil or vegetable oil. And then she would take a ton of garlic and chop up the garlic really fine. And she would take a bunch of rosemary and then just like seasoning salt, like Lowry's or whatever the brand is that they have, and kind of mix it all up and preheat the oven to about 375. And she would just cook them till they were crispy. Oh, my God.
Oh, your mouth is watering.
But you should try it. We used to call it Grandma's Camping Chicken, because we'd take it when we went camping. So if you guys try it at home, just try it. Remember what I'm saying. These little drumettes, just a bunch of garlic smashed up, rosemary and some seasoning salt, mix it up with the right in the oil, get your hands in there, put it in the oven and let it keep going, and kind of flip them over till they get really, really well done and crispy. I mean, incredible.
I need to know about these camping trips. So what was your family, quite an outdoorsy family, or is that just what Vancouverites,
I think they're called
Vancouverites.
My grandpa loved it. My grandpa wanted to be a geography teacher, and he was a plumber, but he just loved taking us up, and we do these camping. It's funny, now we think about it. We put our kids in and we have like the van, and they put the thing in the seatbelt and the special other seatbelt with the thing. And at that time, when I was a kid, there was nothing. We just go in a van. You just shove everybody in a van, and we'd go up there in these big, thick sleeping bags, and he would tell ghost stories, and it just... We're just a really tight, beautiful family that go up and enjoy the outdoors.
So do you do it? You do it with your family then?
Absolutely not. There's no possible way. There's no way, because I'm a guy who needs to have bathrooms,
and maybe
multiple bathrooms, so that we don't even have to use the same bathroom. So that whole thing of going and like roughing it, no way. I don't want to rough it. I want a nice hotel room with a bathroom.
I'm with you. Are you sure you're not a little Jewish as well?
We're Italian, so we are a lot Jewish. It's the same thing. A lot of love, very loud. We feel very guilty about almost everything that we do. We're so Jewish. My grandma saying like, "What? You don't love me so much? You don't love me so much to call? You must be so very busy." I understand. It wasn't like I was there your whole life to take care of you, but it's okay. Don't feel terrible about that.
I've already done that to Jesse tonight. I said, I haven't seen you for 2 weeks. And
I'm like, COVID's
happened.
When
am I going to see them again?
Look, you can have the grandchildren. The young ones got, like, I'd love to give a few of them to you at the moment.
So how many children were there in your family?
So it was me and my two little sisters. I was the big brother.
And I need to know, can they sing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to drive my sisters so crazy. Because my dad was a fisherman. So for a lot of the year, he'd be gone. And it was just my mom with the three of us. And so we'd be in the same bed, and we were just little, but I loved music. And I would say to them, like, okay, we're going to sing, let's sing this song.
What were you listening to when you were a teenager?
As a little boy?
A little boy.
As a kid? Well, we didn't sleep together as teenagers.
Okay, all right. When really you were little, okay.
But we were little. It would be like, just simple kid stuff. I mean, I loved 80s. I mean, we were the best. We had the best. 80s music was amazing. But we would, I can't even remember what we'd sing, but I'd always say like, no, that's not the harmony. This is the harmony part. You got it. And then I'd like force them into singing harmony.
How old were you at this point? I need to understand like how old you were when you were trying to get harmonies going.
8, 9 years old. But what's weird now is that my kid, so my Noah's 8, Eli's 5, and I watch Noah doing what I used to do. And he go like, okay, here we go. I'm going to go ba, 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 baran. And then he says, okay, Eli, you're going to do the ba, ba, ba. And then they fight each other. And he said like, well, I was singing that. He said, no, no, you weren't doing the right harmony. And it's like they're doing the same thing I used to do with my sisters. I just remembered, even as a teenager, there was a song called More Than Words.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to make... Do you know that song?
Yeah, More Than Words.
Okay, sing it with me for
a
second.
No, I can't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
no,
so you're going to go... So you go, you go, you go. You're going to go, saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. Can you just do that part?
Oh, God, don't. I'm getting clammy. Okay, I'm going to... Okay,
Jesse,
I'm going to try and do it, and it's not going to be great.
And then I'll try to do the harmony. Okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
God, Zoom, okay. This could be absolute shite, but okay. Say that I love you is more than
the words I want to hear.
We're out of time, but that
you
was
were, but
heaven.
You were good. That was beautiful. You have a beautiful singing voice.
You're very sweet.
Do you know, you really do. If
thanks.
I think if more people showered with you, everyone would know how great a singer you were.
Well, you are so sweet, Michael.
You really do. You sang in key. You had your pitch there and everything.
Michael, I hate to break it to you. I am actually a singer when I'm not being a podcaster. But Susan, you're getting fired. I've got actually 4 albums. But you do, you know
is that
what?
True?
You can enjoy. Yes.
Is that really true? I didn't know that.
I'm really glad that I sound like I can sing.
No, more than I was like so happy. Well, why? Well, then why did you? Why did you skit say that? Well,
because,
I can't do that. I'm all clammy.
Because
I can't
I'm British.
Sing. Don't make
because
me
Because I'm
sing.
British, and because. I still get the fear every time someone asks me to sing because my mother, I will never get over my mother trying to get me to sing. I want to dance with somebody at Club Med when I was 18 and her being like, well, if you want to be a singer, then you got to go and do karaoke. And I literally, it gets me like, gives me the fear. But
all I can think about is wanting to hear you sing, I want to dance with somebody.
No, it was horrendous. Oh, horrendous. I want to feel
that. My mom is tough with me. Because my mom isn't the mom that I come off at the Grammys and she says to me, you know, oh, she'll come off and I'll say, well, and she'll say like, you've been better. You've done better.
Oh my God. No, I would never do that.
I love you, but you've been better.
But you need that.
No, I shouldn't. My mom, by the way, my mom will watch this. So let me also say the best mom who ever lived, whoever was. And she never did that. I was just lying, and I'm so sorry.
So from about 8, you knew you could sing.
No, I was a singer. I was a little. I at 6 years old.
Really,
like really.
And
five,
people knew
five,
you
six
had a
years
voice.
Old. No.
Okay.
But I was very sure that I would. It's. I talk about this actually. I would creep. Not at that time, but years later, it was creepy for my mom that I was so adamant that I was going to be. I'm going to be a singer. I'm going to be a famous singer, Ma. This is what I am, and I'm going to do this. And years later, she'll still tell people, she'd say, like, man, it's weird that he was so adamant. And I used to do a thing, like, I just loved entertaining. So there was a show called The Gong Show. I don't remember it. I was way too young to remember it. But apparently, I used to come out on the mantle of the fireplace, the little floor thing of the fireplace, and I was Gene Gene the Dancing Machine. And I would show them Gene Gene the Dancing Machine. So I always wanted this. You know what I mean? I had a desperate need of attention.
I mean, listen, we're going to bring it back to food because we have you for another 35 minutes. And I really hope Susan has got that food in, that dishoom order or that club sandwich. So we ask all our guests what their last supper or their desert island meal would be before they're about to go off somewhere that they're not going to have all their home comforts, their delicious delicacies. So you have to give us your starter, your appetizer, shall I say, your main and your dessert and a drink of choice.
And there's no bathroom for 6 months. You're
no, that was Thailand. Mom, I'm glad you said that because it actually could affect my choice. But yeah. I would still probably... So I would begin, my starter would be just a simple steamed artichoke, I think, with a nice little dish of olive oil with some salt and pepper that I could dip the leaves in. That would be good.
Yes.
That's a good starter. And then I think for the main, I would want grandma's risotto.
With the meat chunks.
With the little round steak cubes. But then as a side to that, I would want some crab and black bean sauce.
Ooh, where'd you get that from?
Well, I get it from a Chinese food place right down the street.
Oh, it's a Chinese.
Yeah, it's a Chinese. But the problem with it is, I think if you have crab and black bean sauce, you need to have a bathroom on the desert island.
But that's okay. We just don't need to think about
it. Okay, let's not think about it.
It's a magical land where you're not going to get
the shits
off.
Excuse me, is the crab fried or?
No, I think it is fried. I mean, No, it's not soft shell. It's my favorite is with a thing called Dungeness. It's a Dungeness crab.
Well, you know that's in Kent. That's very near. You know, you could go and have some crab.
I don't think it's the same crab,
what,
darling?
Dungeness crab?
I know, but I think it's a name of a
crab. It's the name of, it's a type of crab.
Oh.
It's a species.
Okay, carry on.
But it's really good. And then for dessert, I would like to have, I think, you know, it's weird. It's so simple, but like, you know, like a strawberry shortcake kind of thing.
Mm. Ooh, lovely.
You know, just like with that, it's almost almost like a pound cake with some like whipped cream. Oh, or my mother-in-law makes for me sometimes because she loves me so much.
Yeah,
she loved me so much.
Good.
She makes me tres leches torta, which is three milk cake or four milk.
Cake. South
you
American
know what I'm talking about?
Tres leches.
Tres
leches.
Yes.
It's like a four milk cake, and she does it for me. And so it's like this beautiful pound cake. And then she takes like a syringe looking thing. And she puts in the four different condensed milk and all the different milks. And she puts them in holes into the cake. And she fills it up until it's full. And then she puts whipped cream all over the top. And then she sets it in the fridge so that it's really cold. And it is, and you know, she always makes it for me when I have to go and do like a promotion thing or like I have to shoot a music video. And I'll say like, oh, mom, you know, it's, I'm going to be fat, you know, don't. And she said like, no, mi amor, are you so? And like, no matter how fat I get, and I can easily. There's a Bublé has a record coming out face. And then there's a Michael Bublé.
Oh, do you have to really like watch it?
Yeah, of course I do.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Where did you meet your wife?
I was doing a show in Buenos Aires, and I had come out of like a really bad breakup, you know, and I had my grandpa with me, and he was my best friend, and him and his little brother, my Uncle Butch, they came everywhere with me. And we called them the Sunshine Boys. And the Sunshine Boys would come with me on tour. And I was driving up as I was coming out of the theater of the basement, I saw this girl from across the thing. And I looked, it was weird because it was almost sad. I looked at my grandpa and I said, Grandpa, I just seen the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. And I'm sure I'll never going to see this woman again. I went up the thing and hours later, I was getting hammered in a hotel restaurant after the show, and I was well lit. And my friend Susan, who you just talked to, she said, Michael, there's some people here that wanted to have a picture. It's Argentina's most famous movie star. And I said, you know, Susan, I'm hammered. I don't really want to meet anybody and look a fool in front. And she said, I think you might want to meet this person. And there she was with...
It was her.
There she was with the most handsome dude you ever seen.
Oh my God, that's
he made
not fair.
Brad Pitt look like a piece of garbage. You know? And
was
I thought
the gay best friend or
no, he wasn't gay. But he spoke English and she didn't. And I thought they were together. So I would never hit on a guy's girl. Ever. I think that's just the grossest. So I just talk to him. And he spoke a little English. And I was trying to gauge where, how, you know, was it serious? And then finally I was just like wasted. And I was like saying to him, you have such big, beautiful, you guys are beautiful together. And I said, like, your arms are so, look at, man, your arms are bigger than my legs. And he said to me, no, we're not together. I said, no. He said, no, you know, I think maybe she like you. I said, oh my God. But I didn't know that my wife had been watching me at the table with this guy. And she was texting her mom saying, I came to meet Michael Bublé and he is so gay. He tried to hit me with my friend. And that's the real truth of the whole thing. And then, but you know what's funny? My wife tells this story and she does it. She makes me like I was like making out with a guy or something. You know, it's like she turns me gay. Every time I am more of a homosexual than I ever was before. Can I have my phone? Because I need to show you a picture of this dude so you'll understand.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I need to understand this.
But isn't Buenos Aires the most wonderful place in the
it's
whole
beautiful. They're beautiful
world.
People and they're my
it's
people.
It's such a beautiful town.
It's yes.
Gorgeous.
Did you learn Spanish?
Yes.
How was that early days dating? Was it quite kind of...
It was with the
a
computer.
A lot of Google translation?
That's what it was. It was translation.
So did the guy come with?
The guy did not come with. I found his picture here. This is him.
Oh, Jesus. Right.
Oh my God.
Is that not an actor?
He's an actor, yeah. Yes.
Isn't that Gabriel Garcia
Bernal? No, his name is Rodrigo Diaz.
Oh, sorry.
No,
and
excuse
he talks like this.
Well, he's very handsome.
And then she met Michael Bublé and she couldn't resist.
And it was crazy because Susan was with me that night. And I was talking, because her sister could speak a little English. And I said to her, I said, listen, I'd love to see you again. And I said, listen, one day I'm going to come back here and I'm going to marry you. I'm telling you, you are, wow. And she said something, and then her sister translated. And I said, what did she say? And she said, my sister said that all the guys tell her the same thing. And what was crazy, too, she couldn't speak English. And I couldn't speak Spanish, so I tried to start learning Spanish, you know, right away. And I was like writing her, and I'd written a song, Haven't Met You Yet, for her and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
And she came to meet me, and she got a coach. She got an English teacher. And this is how much smarter my wife is than me. At about 4 or 5 months into the relationship, I had come to Buenos Aires to visit her, and we were going to go out on a date, and we had watched a movie. We had rented a DVD from Blockbuster. And it was on the table. And I said to her, mi amor, would you like to take the DVD back to Blockbuster? And I swear to you, she said exactly this. Yes, please place the corresponding CD within the correct package. And I was like, what the hell? And by the way, at this time, I was saying things like, hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Sí, hola, guapa, ¿cómo estás?
¿Por cerveza? Yes.
Which language do you communicate in now?
Is it the language of love.
Sometimes I just look at picture of Rodrigo Diaz and
we speak in. So she did this thing where when we got pregnant for the first time, she said to me, I want you to know I'm not going to speak any English at home. And I said, like, what? And she said, no, I want my children to speak Spanish. She said, you speak English, it's fine. So she didn't speak any English. It was all Spanish. And I thought, like, well, how's that? My wife, so much smarter than me. Thank God, because my beautiful kids are so, and they speaking Spanish perfectly. And then they turn, boom, English. Perfect. It's so cool.
Wow.
So cool.
So where do you live now? Do you live in Los Angeles?
No, I live in Vancouver still. I never left my hometown. I never left. I live in Vancouver and we live in Buenos Aires. Go back. So she makes movies. She's an actress still. So usually when she goes makes movies, I go and I'm the set bitch. We call it the set bitch because I go and I get, you know, I take care of the kids and I rub her feet and bring her stuff. And then when she comes, you know what's weird? I just realized when I go and she's making her movies, I'm the set bitch. But when she comes on tour with me, I'm still the bitch. So I don't know how that worked out for me.
What's your favorite restaurant in Buenos Aires?
Oh, you know, it's not a restaurant. It's every Sunday. It's a very cultural thing in Argentina that every Sunday you have asado, which is barbecue. And all the family comes over. and it takes them hours to make this beautiful fire, and then they put all of the meat and the chorizos, and there's all these, it sounds gross, I won't tell you what it is, but it tastes great.
Ignorance is bliss.
But and then you make provoletta, which is the cheese, and they melt it. But the whole thing is about, like, you know, very Italian, where it's, yeah, it's about the food, but it's about the family and the company and all the time it takes. And you, everyone's having a drink, and you're, you know, the kids are nuts and running around. That's the best. It's a beautiful country. I'm so proud that my kids are Argentinian. It means a lot to me.
So where are they now? Are they in Argentina at the moment?
They're with Mummy, and Mummy's making a movie, which is ridiculous because she's making a movie where it's like a... She usually does very serious kind of stuff. Like, you know, she started off as a comedic kind of a, you know, this beautiful girl doing light stuff, but now she does these very serious, beautiful films. But this is the first time she's done this kind of a, I'd say a dark comedy, about a couple who basically are going through therapy. It was very funny, dark. But she's, I said to her, babe, but you know, you're pregnant. Are you pregnant in the movie? And she said, no, they're going to hide my tummy, you know? But I didn't want to say it, but I thought, it's not her tummy's little, but her boobs are gigantic. They're just rockets.
Wow.
Say, like, how are they going to hide your boobs? Like, people are going to know. They're going to think
it's added value.
Yeah. Yes.
How many children have you got now, Michael?
I think three.
Three. And is this going to be the fourth one?
This is the fourth one, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been busy.
I'm brave or stupid. It's one of the two.
No.
Why don't you and forgive me if you haven't, you've already done acting. Are you thinking about doing acting with your wife?
Yes, I would love to do acting with my wife.
I think
you know what we were
this.
Thinking about? I was thinking about doing a show with her, like a sitcom, but without a laugh track, like a dry, dark, called I Love You. I think it would be so
do
cool.
It.
My wife is funny. She's so, and she makes fun of me. And it's not me thinking, she doesn't laugh at my jokes. She thinks my jokes are shit. But she, it's all, everything is just making fun of me, and I die. I cry. Like, the other night, we were watching, I wanted to watch James Bond, and she's in bed, and she said, I want to watch A Marriage Story. I said, I don't want to watch A Marriage Story. It looks depressing, and I don't want to watch it, you know?
It was very good.
So, she fell asleep in 15 minutes. 15 minutes, she was out, and there was me watching A Marriage Story, and I got to the end, and I woke her up, and I said, I swear to baby Jesus, this is true. I said, babe, please, let's never get divorced. For our kids, I love you so much. I love you so fucking much, you know? And so she said, like, fuck, Mike, you know? And she woke up the next morning, and I said, like, babe, don't do that ever again. You made me watch the movie. And she said, hey, you know, Mike, it's sweet, but you a cry bitch, you know? That you cry. And I die. I die because I laugh at myself because it's true.
Where was the wedding?
We had two weddings.
Go on.
We had two because I...
My kind of people.
This might be controversial. I think people who put on destination weddings are assholes.
Jessica.
Asshole. I did a destination
Jesse
wedding.
Jesse, it wasn't destination.
You're an asshole, Jess.
You had two weddings.
I'll tell you why.
You did a destination wedding because you did one in
Buenos
Aires
right.
and so fucking
for
Vancouver,
the,
didn't
for
you?
The family that couldn't afford to come and that I didn't pay to come... Because there was a ton of them. I put on a thing for them, too.
You're so lovely,
God, you're
aren't you?
Such an asshole.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
You know what? Listen, you know what?
Arsehole.
Just pay a bunch of money that you can't afford to fly to my destination wedding because I'm so important that you need to be there. And
now, I agree with you about
Listen, you're uninvited to the
Where was that? Where was your wedding, Jess? Where did you?
It was in Greece, where we go every year. And everyone
used it.
Well, and it was very easy for us. Well, we used to be bloody in Europe.
But of course, but... because you're wealthy and you're rich and famous, you flew all your family.
So
you
rich.
Flew all your family there.
No, we paid for everything when we were there. But
wait, just let me ask this again. So you invited these people to the wedding in Greece, and then you asked them also to pay for their flights and their hotels.
I was on my second album and it hadn't done that well. Do you know what I mean? And also, look, like we thought maybe not as many people were going to come because it was a destination wedding. No, they all bloody wanted to come.
It was over 200 people.
Over 200 people, you asshole. I can't believe you did that. But then you came back home, and for the people that couldn't afford to come that you didn't pay for, you thought, I'll just put on a little bit, not a second wedding, but
I've done a lunch.
Okay, you know what? You just saved yourself From, oh, you did. Well, that's okay then. Because you know what? I didn't have two. Like when I said two weddings, I had a, what do you call it? Like a reception. So I had so many uncles and aunts. I'm Italian. I would have been, they would have been so hurt. So I had a bunch of people.
But it's a schlep from Vancouver to
Are you
Buenos
kidding
Aires,
me? It's a huge, it's 16 hours.
Oh, you're
and
just
it's
so
a
thoughtful and lovely. You're just the greatest guy in the world, aren't you, Bublé? Jesus.
So where was the wedding in Vancouver?
The wedding wasn't a wedding. It was a reception. I put on a nice little thing. Okay. We had some food and a woman who dressed up as a cake. I didn't understand that. She dressed up as a cupcake. And you know, can I tell you guys a story that nobody knows?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, tell us.
So we did the wedding in Buenos Aires. It was beautiful. It was like a Cinderella wedding, okay? She got everything she wanted. She's so famous that when we came down the street, all the streets were closed off. And I didn't understand. And there were people in the balconies throwing, and it was like a movie.
She was like Eva Perón.
Like, it was crazy. So then in Vancouver, we had a couple hundred people in a little thing, and it was a pretty thing. My mom helped me put it on, and it was very pretty, and it was lovely. Well, my wife got, she got smashed. Smash-olid, okay? So I said to her, hey, we had your wedding, and because in Vancouver, it's boring, you know what I mean? It's closed at early, at 12. In Argentina, we danced till 7 in the morning. But in Vancouver, bars closed 11:30. Bars closed. So my sister said, well, we have our room. We all go up to the room and we can party. And I said, babe, we're going to party. But my wife was hammered. And she kept saying to people at the party, I'm talking to people. They say, thank you so much for having us. And she would say, you know what? I'm going to go have sex with my husband. And we're going to have, Susan's laughing because she knows. She said, we're going to have sex or we're going to eat hamburgers. And I kept saying, babe, stop telling people that. You know, like that's, I have some really Catholic. So long story short, the 11:30 bar closed. I said, we're going to go up now. We're going to go up to the room and party. And she said, nah, you're going to come to the room and we're going to have, we're going to eat the hummer. I said like, but no, babe, this is my turn. And she say, you gonna come up to the, and so guess what? I was so mad that our wedding ended that night. Yeah, our wedding, with her eating this hamburger, and me.
I thought that was an innuendo. Her eating the jamon.
No, the hamburger.
Oh, right, sorry,
and
right.
And
okay,
it was like it was amazing. So the Argentinian wedding, it was Cinderella princess, and the Vancouver wedding was her falling asleep with the hamburger.
I love it.
Yeah.
So we haven't asked you whether you can cook. I feel like you're good at everything, Michael. So can you cook?
I am good at everything. And you know what's crazy? Is that I love to cook. And it's funny. I walk around a kitchen because I'm about 6'5", 6'6".
I didn't think you were that big.
I'm very tall. Very tall. And I have absolutely washboard ab stomach. And I will walk around with my incredible voice and looks and everything and the charisma. And I will... Okay, yeah, I'm 5'10". 5'10", about. And I'm a small... So no, I love to cook, but I'm not... my wife is the greatest cook. But I love to cook. I really do love to cook.
So what's your favorite dish that your wife does?
My favorite dish, you know what I love about her? She tries one day she says, like, I'm going to make chicken chow mein with crispy noodles. And I say, like, do you know how to make? She said, no, but I'm going to, and then it's amazing.
Can she make empanadas?
She makes empanadas. I don't like the empanadas.
Don't you like them? I like them.
I don't like them. I like empanadas. I don't like, she puts in, like, olives, and I don't feel like it, and eggs. She always puts in eggs.
Oh, my God.
I don't like the eggs.
Okay, fair enough.
Can I just ask you something a little controversial?
Sure.
I was a bit disappointed when I went to Argentina and I had steak there, which is probably the best steak in the whole universe.
Uh-huh.
But they like it well done.
I agree with you. We fight about this all the time.
What is this about the well done there?
It's kind of sacrilege, if you ask
Why
me.
Why do they do it?
I don't know.
But do you, so if you want a steak in Buenos Aires and you say you don't want it well done, what's the word for that?
Like if you don't want it raw or you want
well,
it more
I don't want it raw but I want it rare.
Porque me gusta mi carne crudo. I like mine raw, but medio. You say medio. Yo quiero medio.
See, but they don't do medio. They it's very strange.
It's always well cooked. It's really odd.
I agree. I didn't tell you guys what I cook well.
Go on.
I do amazing scrambled eggs.
Well, how do you do your scrambled eggs? What's your trick?
Well, Gordon Ramsay taught me.
He did not.
About 2 minutes
he
ago.
He did. Two minutes ago. You just put a big stick about. No, you know what's funny? All the things that I thought I was good at cooking, I used to cook for my wife. And when we started to date, like the first time that I was really dating her, she said in her apartment, she said, well, you're hungry. I'll make you soup. And I said, like, I love soup. And then she took a package and cut it and she poured the soup in and she put hot water in. I was the one who would make the beautiful roast, or I would make, you know, I loved cooking. I would make beautiful veal cutlets and, you know, just all this great stuff. Gnocchi. I would make gnocchi. I would actually make the, and now she's better than
she
me. But I loved,
you.
I did love, to, I do love to cook.
She's
I really
surpassed
do.
You.
She surpassed me in everything. She's even taller than me now.
Michael, before we leave you, so that you can eat your food, I have a few more questions to ask you. One is your most nostalgic taste that would bring you back to a certain moment in time that you can just like, it's there. It could be a smell, a taste.
Oh, my most nostalgic taste. Oh, this is going to sound weird. It's McDonald's. I don't eat a lot of McDonald's, but my grandpa was my best friend in my life. And I don't assume that you know the history of me, but the reason that I'm talking to you, and the reason that I fell in love with the songs I fell in love with, was that was my, he and I were just peas in a pod. That was the most beautiful man in the universe. And he came on every tour. When I was 14 and 15, I started singing. He brought me to every single, I miss my grandpa. He brought me to every single gig. He would trade plumbing. He was a plumber. And we didn't know anybody. We didn't have any connections. So he would go to the clubs and you let this kid up on stage with your band. I will come in there and I'll fix your hot water heaters and I'll fix.
Word.
And he was my buddy. He called me Sunshine. And so every day when I would come home from Vancouver, I would do the same thing. We would go and I would meet with him and his buddies. And this is when I was, this is well into my 40s. I would come every day, was the same thing every day. I get up in the morning, I go pick up grandpa, and I would take him, and we had something called the McDonald's gang. And it was him and all his old buddies, and we would shoot the shit, and we would have a cheeseburger, and we would talk about hockey and the music and why was Dean Martin better than Sinatra? I'll tell you why. And we would do. And it's weird because now when he was getting older and frail, he had these caretakers because I refused to put him. I wasn't going to allow them to be put into a home, you know. And when my grandma passed, it was hard on all of us, and she had Alzheimer's. Pretty bad, and it was I hired these caretakers. So for the last 5 or 6 years, he fell in love with these caretakers. They were such beautiful people, these Filipino people. And before he died, he would always say, God, they're such beautiful people. He'd say, you know, like they send their money home. They send all their money home to take care of their family. He'd say, boy, I would love it if when I passed, you know, this house didn't get sold and I could give it to them to live in. And so then these friends of mine called the Property Brothers that are fucking beautiful, these two beautiful souls. I don't know if you ever heard of the Property Brothers. They came to me and they're like, we have this show that we're doing where we renovate and help fix up places for people that want to do something nice for someone else. It can't be for you. It has to be for someone else. And I was like, oh, this is it. So I gave the house to the nurses. And they live there now. I bought the house and they live there. But I go and visit this lady, Manette. And I pass that McDonald's, and every once in a while I go and I bring her McDonald's, and it's so crazy, McDonald's, right? But man, I think about him every day when I pass there. But I have a coffee cup anyway. Every morning I have coffee. It has a picture of my grandma and my grandpa on it, and I kiss it, and everybody kisses it, and then we have our coffee and we go. Why can't I stop
Michael,
crying? What the?
Beautiful.
What is wrong with me?
No.
Do you know the first 40 years of my life I never ever I was a Teflon dude, and now I'm a little bitch.
Listen, that, and honestly, thank you for sharing that. That's so beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Have you got the coffee cup with you on tour?
No, not on tour, but I always have a, it's not here, but when I'm on tour, I have, it's probably like you, Jess, when you have a, I have always a pitcher with me. And
that's lovely.
Jesse, do you hear how important grandparents are?
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. I'm getting, yeah, fine. All right.
You know, I think that we've, I'm going to get emotional now, but I just realized, Jess, that I would never, ever have a destination wedding.
Oh, stop crying.
Very good.
Cry me a river, Michael.
You're a fucking piss taker. And
I can't wait to hang out with you guys in real life.
I think he knows the word schmoozer.
You're a schmuck and you're a no, you're not a schmucker. You're a schmoozer.
Did you say hoser? Did you call me a hoser?
No, a schmoozer.
That's a very terrible thing to say to a kid. You know, that's what they call Canadians.
What's hoser?
It's a hoser. You're like such a Canadian. You're such a hoser, eh?
I don't know that.
Yeah, that's a hoser.
Maybe I'll throw that out next time. Wish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Bublé, before we leave you, I believe because you've been around the world, you have been brought up brilliantly by your nonna and your granddad and your parents. Do you have good table manners?
No.
Oh.
Nope. My wife kills me for it. By the way, even Susan kills me for it. She always says, Mike,
Susan, what does he do?
Goes,
get on the mic.
Mike, you eat too fast. Why are you eating so fast? And why don't you use your utensils? You don't use your utensils.
Where's Susan from?
Liverpool.
Oh, that was very good. Bad. That was very
Go
good.
Ahead, Suze, you tell him.
The food never touches the sides of his mouth.
He's a greedy bugger.
He's greedy, and I think it's an emotional disorder.
Oh, well, listen, I thought I liked him, and I think that's... I'm a greedy cow, too, and I do the same.
I am, too. Doesn't touch the sides of my mouth.
But is he faster
yes,
than you?
Yes, he's faster
tell
than
her about,
me.
Tell her about what just happened. Tell her what happened the other day. We died laughing. When
Which
you,
one?
When you,
oh, we each ordered a little starter, and I ordered all starters for mine. And what I didn't know is the two people that were with me had ordered what I'd ordered as my main, as a starter. So when the food came, I ate it all. And I was like,
this is mine.
I ordered this. And they were sitting there going, where's ours?
We waited a fucking hour. An hour.
I love you.
I ate every bit.
I love you.
You're
greeting me. I love it.
Susan!
Love it.
Susan!
And it's all true. Oh, God. My wife gives me so much shit. And now what's funny is, then I say to my kids, I go, hey, Noah, come on, don't use your... I go, Noah, use your fork and knife. And she look at me, and she goes like, you asshole, you. Why would he use his fork and knife? You're eating with your hands, Mike.
Oh, man, I would love to be at the dinner table with the Bublé.
We're going to be at the dinner table.
Michael Bublé, I absolutely am. Michael Bublé, it's been an absolute treat having you.
Thanks, guys.
I knew you were going to be great, but you're even greater than how great
and
I thought you were.
I'm so sorry we couldn't have you in.
Don't worry, we'll make it happen. I can't wait for you to meet my wife because you'll like her so much better than me. Everyone does. It always is the same thing every time. He's a nice guy, but his wife
is fabulous.
Michael Bublé, thank you for being on Table Manners.
Thank you so much.
Michael Bublé, what a joker.
Such a delight.
Top joker. I loved him. So good. I mean, I kind of feel like, yes, it could potentially have been better in the flesh, but how much better could it have been as an episode? He's just like, he gives it full welly, and I just loved meeting
but
him.
He's just like the best mimic.
I think we've made a new friend, Mum.
I love him. But I loved him more than I thought I'd love him.
I love how he speaks about his wife.
Very fun.
He's funny. He's brilliant. He didn't know I was a singer. That was amazing. Hey, you've got a good tone there. Oh, boobs. I forgive you. You're brilliant.
He was lovely.
Anyway, thank you so much to Michael Bublé for being on the podcast, for making the time, for actually not wanting to leave. He was well up for eating his sandwich in front of us and chatting.
It was such fun.
Just what a pro. And next time we'll make you that dinner. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.